Egypt was troubled by the horrible asp. Mr. Charles Darwin had the golden asp. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are you having fun?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up there to sleep, nothing is cool. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the
REM, of course, Man on the Moon. You're listening to Drive on BCB 106.6 with Peg and Richard for a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, coming up soon, we're going to be talking about the fact that the BBC is here in Bradford. This week is called This is Bradford Week on the BBC. And what's happening is the BBC en masse have basically come into Bradford. They've set up shop down in the Broadway shopping centre. And we're going to be finding out from Ian Ward, who's the Broadway manager, about what's involved in that. That's coming up soon.
That's going to be fantastic. And we're also going to find at the National Science and Media Museum, looking at stories that demonstrate the ingenuity, motivation and activism of communities in Bradford to improve representations of their home district, respond to negative perceptions, or simply rise above the noise and create their own cultural environment. That's coming before the news at 5. But now, at exactly 4:15, we're going to be finding out about something that's happening for Cancer Support Yorkshire, because there's a fundraising event happening later this month at the Craiglands Hotel in Ilkley. And I'm delighted to welcome now Angela Court-Johnson, who's the lead fundraiser for Cancer Support Yorkshire, to join us on Drive. Hi, Angela. Good afternoon.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Peg.
Now then, you're going to the Craiglands at Ilkley, very posh place. What are you going to be doing up there?
Well, it's the first time we've done anything like this, and it's very topical because everybody's conscious of recycling, but we want to give people a bit of a treat as well. So we've got some pre-loved, some designer, and the rest of it's good quality as well, clothes for ladies and children.
Now,
different sizes, all different ages.
Peg, of course, here is very, very stylish, very, very fashionable. So tell me about Peg. You tell me about pre-loved. What's the great joy of going to a vintage sale?
Well, you can get some amazing stuff. If it's lasted this long, it's probably amazing, amazing gear. And some people, I probably said this to you before, Rich, and Mo said it on the radio before. So when I do TV, I buy most of my clothes for TV from secondhand stores because I have to buy specific stuff that I wouldn't ordinarily wear. And I just think we know that you know, there is too much clothing in the world. Why do we always need to buy it new?
So, Angela, if Peg comes along to your special pre-love sale at the Craiglands, what wonderful kind of special treats have you got for her lined up there?
We've got a bit of Ralph Lauren, a bit of Paul Smith.
Blimey!
We've got Hobbs, L.K. Bennett.
I tell you what, L.K. Bennett, they went into receivership, didn't they, last week? So they might even more sought after.
Yes, absolutely. So lots of people to try. And, of course, all weathers at the minute, because we're not quite sure what it's going to do, are we? So we'll cover all options.
And it is an opportunity to get some real... I mean, you mentioned some cracking designers there. It is an opportunity to get some cracking designer wear at a fraction of what it would cost in the high street.
It is, Richard. And also, you know, it's a very good cause. So we're doing this one jointly with Yorkshire Air Ambulance as well. But Cancer Support Yorkshire, we help a lot of people locally. So over 1,905 people last year just with welfare and pensions advice, and another 500 with all the complementary and counselling services that we do. So we really want to make it work so that we raise some money back for that, and we'll have a bit of a raffle and a bit of an auction as well.
So where do you get all the posh stuff from?
We talked to some very nice people who give it from their shops and also friends, and also we have a pre-loved shop in Skipton, so we can talk to them and we can put things back in there, so it really is well recycled.
I've got some friends and they always say, you know, if you want to get go shopping in second-hand stores, you should go to Ilkley, Otley, Harrogate. You always get the posher gear. It's true, actually. I mean, I've got some amazing stuff from second-hand stores in those towns, I have to say.
And I think you say it's the first time you've done anything like this, Angela, as well.
It is the first time we've done it. We do lots and lots of different events. So we've got some new and exciting ones. We're known for doing big brews. So we've got one in Esholt on May the 4th. But we've also, for the first time, we've done some new challenges for us, which we think like the Leeds 10K has got places at that. And we've got Dragon Boat still. And also, there's a new one for you. 13th of July, wear your wedding dress again.
Oh, so a chance to...
Do you know, there's just one problem with that, right, for most of us. And
What's that?
Is, well, generally, size. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That is just the one problem. I mean, I don't know what proportion of women can actually get into their wedding dress a number of years later on.
Well, it might inspire you. That you can show everyone that you can do it.
But at the end
Or you could do the run or something beforehand. Or
yeah, that's a good idea. I have to say, actually, some family friends of ours, they put a photograph on Facebook of they went back to where they got married for their 25th wedding anniversary, and she put her dress on, right? And it made me think, do you know what? I'm going to be able to do that. 25
Absolutely.
Years later, yeah, that's quite something to be able to get in the same dress.
So that's coming up later in the year. The first thing we've got is this pre-loved event that's happening at the Craiglands. When and where exactly is it happening?
So this one's Saturday the 23rd of March. It's from 11 to 2 o'clock. It's free entry. And so anybody that doesn't know where the Craiglands Hotel is,
it's a good day out in Ilkley anyway.
It is a good day out in Ilkley.
You can go for a walk on the Cow and Calf and then go down and buy yourself a new coat or something on the way back.
Or you could go to the Cow and Calf first and then feel even more generous.
Absolutely. That's all wonderful stuff. Just tell me about where the money goes then at the end of the day, because you say you're doing this with the Air Ambulance people, but Cancer Support Yorkshire do marvellous work with cancer patients and their families across Yorkshire, don't you?
We do. So we do everything that's non-medical support, but that really helps people cope when they've had a devastating diagnosis of cancer. And unfortunately, there's lots of people in that situation. So everything that we do is free. So it could be a practical or an emotional help. So it could be something like free counselling service for bereavement or just helping somebody understand cancer and get through it. Complementary therapy, so massage and reflexology. We do journeys to wherever people need it in the cancer-related appointment. And we do craft and companionship groups of various size. So we have a craft and chat, and we have meditation and mindfulness classes. And then we help people as well, importantly, with any financial worries that they've got. So we offer them advice for their pensions or any welfare advice that might have changed when your heating bill goes up and you get this diagnosis. So we do lots of different things for lots of different people, and we listen to what people want and change it all the time as well.
And it is kind of that kind of support service that can make all the difference, because the medical professionals, they are brilliant, and I won't hear a word said against the NHS or against, you know, the various bodies that help people with cancer get through the medical side of it. But they're busy people. They haven't always got the time, have they, to deal with the emotional and family concerns that people have got.
No, that's right. And as you said, Richard, we help the families as well. We help the carers and we help the patients too. So we're there for as long as we are needed. And the lovely thing is that from that, we do get some volunteers that are so pleased and grateful, and we've helped them find friendship and just some more meaning. They help in the centre as well, but we're always after more volunteers, particularly for the fundraising, because we want to be able to help more than the 2,500 people, because, you know, cancer isn't going away. It's getting better in terms of people's life expectancy, but it's still there.
So loads of good work going on there, lots of need for volunteers. The first thing we can do to help is to go a week on Saturday, that's the 23rd, to the Craiglands Hotel in Ilkley. Remind me what time it all kicks off?
11 o'clock.
So from 11 o'clock, so it'll be the sharp elbows in there going for all the best of the designer names at that time. But I think there's loads of stuff to be in all day and a chance to go pick up a designer outfit for an absolute pittance, and at the same time, help a good cause.
Thank you.
Is that how it's going to work? Is that how it works?
That's how it works, and then hopefully somebody will say, I'm going to have a go at the tombola, and I'll have a go at the raffle. We've got some lovely donations from people like the Fleece at Addingham. They've given us some vouchers. Craiglands himself have given us vouchers. We've got some vouchers from Milky Cinema too. And hopefully somebody else will come up with something too.
Hey, I tell you what, it sounds like a marvellous day. Angela Court-Johnson, lead fundraiser for Cancer Support Yorkshire, thanks a lot for joining us here on Drive this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Richard.